You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Geneva Alexander Masters in the studio. Kia ora, Geneva. How are you this morning?
Tēnā koe, Rachel. Good to be here. I've brought my son and my partner with
Nice.
Me.
So nice.
Say hello. Can you say hi, Kiwa?
A face plant on the microphone, that works as well.
And also Mike as well, that you might know from Arcade Radio.
We've got a true BFM baby up in the studio this morning today. Kiwa was like straight onto the microphone too. It's in his blood. He knows what he's doing.
Are you going to volunteer?
We'll get you a volunteer sign up.
We're signing him up after this interview, actually.
It is great to have you here this morning, Geneva, not just for reminiscing over old time's sake. People will, of course, recognise your voice from Morning Glory for many years.
Yeah.
Also, many bands that you have been in. But we're here to talk about a brand new project, which is under your own name, Geneva AM. You've got a single out this morning called Echo, and it's a pretty special journey that you've been on with this track. Tell us a wee bit about it.
Well, I actually wrote it without the intention of releasing it. It was more of like a way of processing what had happened. I had a home birth on Waiheke Island during level 4 lockdown.
Crazy.
I know, but it was part of the reason why we decided to stay on the island, because we just thought it'd be better to do it at home. And it was a really positive experience, and I came out of it feeling super powerful. I mean, I was really tired, obviously, but
powerful and knackered.
But there's this hormone that makes you forget. And I wanted to remember it, so I made this wire to, like, in between nap times at the kitchen table, just to figure out what had happened to me. It turned out to be Echo, which means umbilical cord. It's like the connection between mother and child. And I've released it today, and
exciting.
It feels really good to have that.
It's a really special track, and I think that what you're saying about that period that you forget, or that you want to just sort of make sure you anchor it in time almost, I'm really interested at what the point was you realised maybe this wasn't going to be a song just for you, but something you did actually want to share. What was the switch for you about that?
Well, there's a certain point in the song where I kind of talk about, like, my tipuna showing up, and it gets really psychological when you're giving birth, but at a certain point it gets really, really hard, and you're like, there's no way of going back, and there's only going forwards, and you just kind of feel like you're not, like, alone. It's really out of it. But, yeah, it just gets super meta, celestial meta vibes. So, yeah, I kind of thought that maybe Mike might like it, so I played it to him, and then he was like, this is really good. You should just release this. So it's all thanks to Mike, really.
Nice.
So encourage the people around you.
a team effort in all senses as well.
And also, you know, thanks to Te Maunga Aipaho and New Zealand On Air for the Waiata Takitahi funding. That was really good.
That is awesome. Also, you've been working, we were just chatting about it off air, but you've just been working on the Waiata Anthems project kind of with this track and with this kind of, I guess, new era of music for you. What's that experience been like? Because it's a pretty incredible, like, collection of artists and makers who've come under that.
Man, it's really cool to be part of that project, especially, like, inviting people into your life. And they do such a beautiful job at getting the right sound bites. Like, because I felt like I was saying a lot of really crazy stuff. But, they were so gentle and so sweet. And I think I, like, bawled my... Like, I think I ugly cried after the first draft. And, like, I was just like, oh, my God, Keely, that was so beautiful.
That's so nice.
Yeah, because, you know, it's very vulnerable to invite people into your life. And they just do it with so much aroha. And I also did a live performance video. The documentary and live performance video for Waiata Anthems is coming out on the 9th.
Cool.
So on Sunday.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Good Sunday viewing as well. I feel like that's what you want on a Sunday. Sit down and watch a journey into somebody's, like, creative space for a bit.
It's real. It's cool.
And what comes next after this? Is this kind of started you thinking about maybe a new project where this might kind of head in a direction for you, or are you still in the sorting that out stage?
At the sorting it out stage, just because I gave myself the challenge to only write positive music now, because with every 10 depressing songs, you have kind of one happy one.
Yeah.
So it might be a bit of a slower release, but I just want to do positive music, because it's like a manifestation, you know, and after a while, like, that stuff,
it
just takes a toll on you if you're doing too much sad songs or heavy songs. Not that you shouldn't, it's just for me. I wanted to protect myself creatively. And so I do want to release more music, but it's just like positive.
Totally.
Music.
Yeah. Finding the right space to make that, and when it feels right for you to be releasing that, that's a whole different world to experience.
Yeah. But Ehor's still like quite moody, like even without the...
Well, it's a big time in the life, you know? Even if it's a positive time in the life, it's a big time.
Yeah, I based it off like more tier tier, like Ori Ori chant style. So it's got like an ancient feeling to it.
Mm.
But then with the electronic elements, it's more like, brought into a contemporary space.
For you, when you're performing tracks like Ehor, and I mean other tracks where you use Reo Māori in it as well, does it feel different? This is probably a very basic question, but does it feel different to when you perform in like Reo Pākehā?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a phonetic language, so it hits the beat a lot easier. But also, you know, Ehor is a lot more poetic than umbilical cord, which is a word created by a man who studied a lot of medicine a long time ago.
Mm.
So, just the terminologies are maybe a little bit less on the beat, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just like it feels good to speak Te Reo Māori. So.
Mm. Yeah, particularly excited for this track. I think we should have a spin of it now, Geneva.
Ooh.
Thank you for coming in. And
I'm so excited.
Speaking about it today, where can people go get this in their lives if they want to buy it, stream it? Where do they go?
Oh, Apple Music and Spotify. Check it out. Ehor, just look up Ehor Geneva and it should be there.
Amazing. Geneva, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you, Kiwa. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, also, the music video is made by Ophelia Harradine Bailey.
Amazing.
And it's all shot on Super 8, so you should check that on YouTube.
Gorgeous. Thank you. Do you want to say bye, Kiwa?
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, nice.
Hey, shout out to Harry and Frey listening.
Kia ora.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.